Turns out people were getting more than their nails done at the salon. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I am Olivia Lala.
Olivia Lala.
That's right. And I have to explain to you, I don't want you to think that's like a stripper name or anything. But when we did the show last week and I was Mykala China, I realized how much I like having two first names. So I am...
Even if it's a burden on me that I have to remember two things.
Absolutely. You're smart, you're sharp, you're quick, you can do it. So I am Olivia Lala.
Olivia Lala.
That's right. Don't call me Livy. My nickname is Oliver Lala.
It's actually appropriate because... Did you go to your pole dancing lesson this week? You said you were going to do it, and I figured this...
Speaking of Olivia Lala...
Yes.
And pole dancing, it's so funny. You brought that up last week, or I did, or one of us did, and I must say, I just feel friskier just talking about pole dancing. And the sad answer is, I have not gotten back to class, but every time we talk about it, I'm that much closer to getting myself back in there to finish my 10 series, 10 pack.
Okay, so no pole dancing.
Not yet, but it's going to happen. Now, and when it does, I'm going to take pictures of me so we can put it on our Instagram.
Now, let me ask you a question. Tonight is actually Family Fun Night at the Community Center.
Will there be pole dancing at Family Fun Night?
Will you be using Olivia Lala as your name when you go in there?
Well, you know how it works with my name change that I do every week just to add spice to my life
because
I live in this small town and sometimes...
It used to be 6 or 7 days. What are you at now? You're doing it more frequently?
Every 9 days I was changing the name. I'm doing it more frequently. I guess when we started podcasting twice a week, I started changing my name more frequently. So it's probably every 3 or 4 days. Okay. So it's like my mind is a machine.
I was just
going
to say, does that go to your mental stability that we're now at 2 times a week and each time we do more?
My therapist thinks the name change is a great idea.
She does?
She thinks anything that helps you get through small town life without wanting to punch someone in the throat or without drinking or doing drugs or harming yourself. You know, who am I harming by being... Mykala China and Olivia Lala. Nobody.
Okay, Olivia Lala. But when you go to the community center...
I love the way you say my name. Can you say it again?
Olivia Lala.
I like hearing it come off your lips, yes.
Oh, that's what she said. When you go to the community center...
Oh, even better. I want them to put the name tag on me that says...
Yeah, but you have to show your ID card, which has your real name on it.
So,
now, are you going to insist... That your name tag says
yes.
Olivia Lala.
Well, Paul, how long have we been doing this podcast for? Do you know offhand?
It's over 6 months at this point. Crazy.
Yay to us. But I wasn't
Longest
trying...
job I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that's amazing. I wasn't even trying to pat myself on the back, although I will. Humble brag, 6 months.
I wish I could, but my shoulder hurts.
You hurt
but go
yourself.
Ahead.
But in the 6 months we've been doing this, I have to say I've learned a few things. And that is that because I want to use my name change names... in my day so that I feel like a new person every couple of days, I've learned how to get by with this ID issue. So what I do is I show them my ID, and then if there's a name tag involved, like there will be tonight, hi, my name is, there's a couple ways I play this. Sometimes I say, my name's complicated. Why don't I take the marker and write it down? I'll save you the trouble. So that's probably what I'll do tonight. And I think it'll work at the family center. When that doesn't work, when they insist on holding that Sharpie, then I have to go into more detail and I say, listen, here's my therapist's name and number. You can call her. It's part of my therapy process that I change my name every couple of days. You really don't want to know the details. So I will get that sticker. In fact, you know what I'm going to start doing? You just gave me a great idea. Pictures for Instagram of my name change name every week on various... Hi, my name is, like when
Beautiful.
I go to the PTA, I'm going to start taking photos of them and you can put them on the Instagram, right? And then that
Absolutely.
We can sort of like keep track of all the different name changes I've had. Perfect
Even
idea.
Better.
Thank
I
you.
Think you should wear a hi, my name is at all times.
Hi, my
like,
name is.
Sort of like Laverne going back
right.
to Penny Marshall.
Right, because my name changes.
Exactly.
Rest in peace, Penny Marshall.
Right.
Speaking of that, by the way, we didn't talk about this on Tuesday's podcast, which was our post-Oscar podcast. We didn't say much about the Oscars, but... How insulting and horrific that they left Carol Channing out of the In Memoriam.
It is awful. I'm glad that we did a tribute to her on our show.
Are you kidding me? She was like the biggest star, and she lived almost as long as that 106-year-old lady at the community center whose birthday party we weren't invited to.
Rest in peace, Carol Channing.
Rest in peace, Carol Channing.
So,
moving on to what's going on in our little community.
Exactly. So... family night at the Fun Center. If you want to go, make sure you have your ID. You listen to this today, tonight. I'm sure they'll have board games.
Yes.
Olivia Lala will be there.
Yes. But the main Olivia Lala will be making a celebrity sighting. What's the word? What do they call that?
A celebrity appearance.
I'll be making a celebrity appearance.
Game night, make sure Olivia Lala will be there.
Olivia
but
Lala
the main
will be
story.
Are you going to be there, Paul?
No.
Why?
Because
remember
I
remember we said we're going to start going to more of these community
I
nights.
Understand. Friday night is a big night in our house. We have both Shabbat. Wheel of Fortune, and then we go right to Blue Bloods.
Oh,
I cannot miss
a
that.
A big TV night.
It's Hawaii 5-0. It's right. That whole CBS
it's a big
thing.
TV night in the whole household.
We are in the viewership demographic 90 to death in our household.
Yeah,
so.
He says that, but he actually looks quite young. He looks like not a day over 38.
Oh,
so
that's
Paul
so nice.
And his ex-wife
right.
household, they have a very strict
Friday night viewing TV
yes,
habit.
They're very regimented in their TV
We do not know what DVR means. We need to watch it live.
Live. You guys don't mess around.
We do not mess around. So
okay.
We won't be going tonight.
But most
importantly,
yes.
It's amazing that it's a coincidence because it happened down in Florida
yes.
with a prostitution ring being busted.
Oh my gosh.
Our
national
town.
News. National
our
news.
Town, the nail salon.
The next day, we find out.
Apparently, they're giving hand jobs.
Well, they're not giving them, but a new nail salon.
They're not?
No,
that's what I was
didn't
told.
Read the story closely.
Ugh.
The new nail salon in town has proposed calling itself Hand Jobs. First of all, it's so fascinating that somebody else in this town has a sense of humor like me and you, and they want to name their new nail salon
it's a great,
Hand Jobs.
It's a great idea, except for I thought they were actually giving out hand jobs. I was really excited for, you know, some people that I know who are looking for hand jobs.
So I guess that's part of why they named it that way. They were hoping for people just like you who might read it and be literal.
Right,
you might
exactly.
Say, well, that'll make me go in there, and then you find out. Wait, this is a lady nail salon. I don't even get manicures, and then you're embarrassed to walk out without spending money, so you get a manicure. Great marketing.
Or a hand job. That is like a hand job. That is a hand
job. That's why they're calling it that.
I'm getting my hands worked on.
Exactly. That's why that was her point. It's a hand job.
So I can't sue them for false advertising, is what you're saying.
But her point is that all these wackadoodles that are objecting to the name and saying it's dirty, it's like, hey, honey, that's on you. That's in your dirty mind. This is a hand job. A manicure is a hand job. If you're having dirty thoughts, you're a dirty person. That's
so are you
going
to go get a hand job after the show?
I'll go support anybody in this town who has a sense of humor and can laugh at themselves.
Good for you.
Absolutely. I even support the ones who don't, you know, all those uptight cunts. I support them too.
Unbelievable. Whoa. Good thing we have an X rating on this show.
You know, we haven't sworn in a long time. And when we started the show, Paul, really part of the whole idea of this podcast was Paul wanted to see how many times he could get me to say cunt on the air because we both got fired from our local community newspaper because he wrote a risque. It wasn't even risque.
It wasn't even risque article.
He covered a story that they said was risque, but it actually happened.
Right. It was the softball story where there were two women fighting at the softball field. They got into a brouhaha, not a mud wrestling,
brouhaha.
But they threw each other down. And the one woman wasn't wearing any underwear. Her skirt came up and I saw everything.
Right. And he reported on that. Like, that's not even risque. These people are so boring and uptight. And I just like jokingly added when I knew that they were mad at him and his job was on the line, I just jokingly added, what a cunt in the comments section, because I thought that would show that he wasn't even being risque. He was covering the actual local news. So I added, what a cunt, to show like, yeah, we could go all the way there. And they fired both of us.
Little did I realize six months later, we'd be doing this podcast
and
with Olivia Lala.
Lala. And we are local celebrities attending special family nights at the family center and teaching classes at the senior center. We're fancy.
Have fun at family game night tonight. You'll report back on Tuesday. Let me know how it is.
I will, but did we finish the hand job story? Is that all there is? Like, are they allowing?
I'm going right after this. Are you kidding? I want to see what's happening.
But I read that the town council is trying to stop her from using that name. So I wonder if she's really going to be able to operate a business with hand jobs on the sign. I hope so.
She will be.
Can we go take pictures there with us and the sign behind
Absolutely.
Us? Let's do that. Check our Instagram, Community News Podcast.
Sounds good to me. Anyway. As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, I am Olivia Lala.
Olivia Lala. Have fun tonight.
Thank you. I can't wait. I'm going to play Risk, Monopoly, and Dare.
And pole dancing.
Okay. And pole dancing.
We'll see you all later.
We
Take
love
care.
You, community. Take care.